It's always great when you can combine fun and fundraising at the same time. I'm Keith Maddox here on Bridge FM. And with me here in the studio is Ross Pashore. Ross, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm real excited to be here.
We are ministry partners with Chainbreaker House, and that's who you represent. And tell me, first of all, a little bit about the Chainbreaker program.
Yeah, so Chainbreaker has been around for about 4 years here in Columbus. We partner with Wheeler Mission and their Hebron Addiction Program. It's a 9-month program out there at Camp Hunt. Beautiful facility, 300 acres west of Bloomington. After they complete the 9 months out there, they come back to the Chainbreaker House and kind of reintegrate into the community. So that looks like Bible study classes, getting employment, and then we encourage church membership as well. So the guys stay busy. They're taking classes all the time and working full time. And the goal is to transition people from, you know, being in kind of a structured environment out there at camp to kind of reintegrating into the real world.
So that way they can take those steps towards being back in the real world, as you said, and being a productive member of society and being plugged in with a church and having that personal relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely.
I love Chainbreaker Ministries, and I love that you guys are doing that for these men that are you know, having problems with addiction. And what we're going to talk about today, though, is that fun and fundraising that I mentioned earlier, and that is the golf scramble that's coming up. This is the second annual Mark Hadley Memorial Chainbreaker Ministries Golf Scramble. It's on May 10th, and we'll get to more of the details here in a minute. But first of all, who was Mark?
So Mark Hadley was a really good friend of mine. We kind of knew each other in our past life. But Mark had went through the Hebron program, and God just changed his life in a mighty way.
Amen.
So he was part of our ministry from day one, from when we opened our doors until last February. He got diagnosed with cancer and unfortunately passed. We were going to do the golf scramble anyways, mm-hmm. but then when Mark passed, it just seemed more than the right thing to do to kind of name it in his honor, because he was the heartbeat of our ministry for a long time, and he was really important to the guys that came through the house and just had a wonderful impact on the community.
Thanks for telling us about Mark, and coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear all about the golf scramble that is named in his honor right here on Bridge FM. Fun and fundraising combined with a golf scramble benefiting Chainbreaker Ministries. I'm Keith Maddox here on Bridge FM, encouraging and inspiring. I've got Ross Pashore from Chainbreaker with me. So tell me a little bit about the golf scramble. I mentioned it's May 10th, but what are some of the details? What do you still need players, sponsors, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so last year was our first year doing the event, and we had 34 of 36 possible teams. So it was something that God gave us the idea to do it, and then he just blessed it and made it way better than we could have anticipated. We're still needing some teams. It was just a wonderful event last year. We've had great sponsors. We're still looking for a few more sponsors. We've got a team of about 25 volunteers this year. Great prizes. We're giving away $1,000 for the cash to the winner of the putting contest. Mm. Scotty Cameron putter, lots of giveaways. Just a really great event that we do like a little bit of a ministry presentation before and then talk about Mark and talk about what's going on in the Chainbreaker House, as well as you'll hear a short testimony from one of the men that's recently been through the program.
So again, this is going to be at Timbergate Golf Course, May 10th. It is the second annual Mark Hadley Memorial Chainbreaker Ministries Golf Scramble. Today, I'm talking with Ross Pashore from Chainbreaker Ministries, and this sounds like a wonderful event. If you can play in it or sponsor or help in any way, that would be great. And I know that we've got it listed on our website. If you want to get more information, you can just go to thebridgefm.org and click on events. How can they get in touch with you for more information on Chainbreaker?
Yeah, so they can look up chainbreaker.org and the golf scramble's on there, or they can contact me at 812-344-8955. We're also on Facebook at the Chainbreaker Ministries Facebook page. We're really thankful to have this ministry in town, and we're really seeing a deep impact with the guys that come through the program. The thing that makes Chainbreaker unique, one, is that it's totally Bible-focused. Mm-hmm. So we believe that God will, you know, change people's lives when we enter in relationship with him. And our program is a zero-cost program.
Wow.
So the men that come through the program don't have to pay a dime, mm-hmm. and everything's kind of provided for them. So we like to focus on as these men build their relationship with Christ, that they can focus on that. We want to set them up for success.
For sure. All right. Well, Ross Beshore with Chainbreaker Ministries, thank you so much for joining me today. And again, I hope you can help out with the golf scramble. And again, the details are at thebridgefm.org, and just click on events, and that's coming up on May 10th. So Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you.